Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The vast majority of Kentucky farm ponds are not utilized for any sort of commercial enterprise, but many of them are a tremendous value for fishing, recreation, and family time. That is, if they've received at least some time and attention.
And a pond that's not properly managed is not a very nice place to go to, so it's not a very good recreational site unless it's managed properly and not clogged up with weeds or full of dead fish. Those are real serious problems that we're trying to avoid for the farmers.
Dr. Bob Durbaro, State Specialist for Aquaculture at Kentucky State University, will be one of the presenters at two pond management workshops set for Boone and Campbell County, March 19th and 20th, respectively.
One thing we're going to be emphasizing is how to control aquatic weeds, for example, how to improve water quality and maintain good water quality, like maintaining good dissolved oxygen in their ponds.
We'll talk about the dreaded pond turnover in a minute, but for the other major pond nuisance, aquatic weeds, he says they can be managed.
The main thing about aquatic weeds is if you take proper measures, you can a lot of times prevent the weeds from showing up in the first place. If they are there, they can be controlled by aquatic chemicals.
There are environmentally safe treatments, but identifying weeds and dealing with them early may help avoid that. We'll be right back.
Thinking about summer vacation when you can get away and relax? You don't have to wait. You can do that right now at a Kentucky State Park. They're all open and waiting for you. Just think, golf, camping, boating, hiking, indoor pools, cabins, lodge rooms, restaurants. Take a long weekend or spend spring break at a Kentucky State Park. Whatever your passion, we have a park for that. Make your reservations now at visitkyparks.com.
We're back with Kentucky State University's aquatic specialist, Bob Durbaro, here on the dreaded farm pond phenomenon, turnover.
A lot of times, ponds will stratify the layer with fairly good oxygen at the top and maybe very poor oxygenated water at the bottom of the pond. And then all of a sudden, for some reason like heavy winds or cold rain, the pond will turn over. And the net effect is the low oxygen at the bottom of the pond will mix with the good water at the top, and the net effect is fish suffocating.
Where practical, use of an aerator overnight will help prevent turnover throughout the summer. They'll have aerator demonstrations, talks on weed prevention, a day-long program. That's March 19th in Boone County and on the 20th in Campbell County. Durbaro says any landowner in the region is welcome to the Farm Pond Management Workshops. Get all of the details at your local extension office. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.